And what's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Bumper to Bumper Bulletin brought to you by CarRide. I'm your host, TJ Bowser, and let's start things off with Honda. So the 2025 Honda Passport is getting an update. Honda is giving the current Passport a total makeover for the 2025 model year, similar to the updates the Pilot received in 2023. It will include the improved chassis and design. Expect better styling, improved road and wind noise suppression, in-cabin tech, and chassis refinements similar to the Pilot. The Passport will be shorter in length without the third row seat. Some off-road performance upgrades. The 2025 Passport will likely feature a more capable off-road focused trail sport trim with upgrades such as skid plates, trail watch cameras, and a better all-wheel drive system. As for powertrains, no hybrid version is expected. The Passport will retain the gas-fed 3.5-liter V6 engine and 10-speed automatic transmission from the Pilot. As far as interior, the interior will see improvements, possibly including a 9-inch touchscreen and a 10.2-inch fully digital gauge cluster display. Cargo room, despite its shorter length, the Passport will offer ample cargo room similar to the Pilot due to the lack of the third row seat. And in conclusion, the 2025 Honda Passport will appeal to those who like the Pilot's redesign but prefer a two-row SUV. It may rival off-road SUVs like the Grand Cherokee and Subaru Outback. Moving things on to Stellantis. The Jeep Wrangler Rubicon 392, we are bidding farewell very soon. The iconic Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, known for its V8 power, is bidding adieu after its introduction in 2021. The Rubicon 392 will be remembered as the fastest, loudest, and most expensive Wrangler, offering a very unique driving experience. The 2024 model year is expected to be the final year for the Wrangler Rubicon as Jeep transitions away from the Hemi V8 engines. Jeep's Instagram post featured a Rubicon 392 final edition plaque confirms the model's end, with reports indicating a limited production run. Details on the final edition's unique features and pricing are still under wraps, but is expected to be a premium offering. And staying on the topic of Jeep, recently Jeep CEO Antonio Filosa hinted at the Jeep's Recon's arrival, aiming to get it to dealers before the end of 2024. The Recon will ride on the Stellantis large platform, offering potential for high power output. It is said to have the capabilities to cross the Rubicon. The Recon will allow door removal for an open air experience, featuring underbody protection and select terrain traction management system and an e-locker axle technology. While the Recon might launch in late 2024, is likely to be labeled as a 2025 model, giving it a full calendar year and the 2025 for sales. Details on pricing will be revealed later in the year and will be crucial to determining the vehicle's appeal to prospective buyers. That is an all-EV Jeep from Stellantis. Shifting things over to Toyota. The Toyota Land Cruiser is making its return this year, and we finally got a starting price for it, and it is $57,345. The 2024 Land Cruiser rides on the TNGAF platform and features a turbocharged 2.4-liter four-cylinder hybrid system producing 326 horsepower and 465 foot-pounds of torque. As far as trim levels, the base model, named the 1958, as a nod to the Land Cruiser's first model year, offers a range of features. High trim levels include additional perks like rectangular LED headlamps, heated power front seats, and a 12.3-inch touchscreen. First edition model includes premium features such as leather-trimmed, heated, and ventilated seats, a 14-speaker audio system, a digital rear-view mirror, a center console cooler box, a power moonroof, and a unique 18-inch wheels. The new Land Cruiser is expected to be available in spring 2024. Moving on to Volkswagen. The Volkswagen ID.4 is gonna get some updates. The 2024 Volkswagen ID.4 is more powerful and efficient, with pricing starting at $39,735 for standard models and $44,875 for pro models. Tax credit eligibility, the ID.4 lineup is eligible for that full $7,500 federal tax credit, making it one of the few vehicles to qualify this year. Models with the larger battery pack feature the new APP 550 drive system, producing up to 282 horsepower for the rear-wheel drive models and 330 horsepower for all-wheel drive models. The ID.4 standard models with the 62-kilowatt battery have an EPA-estimated range of 209 miles. The rear-wheel drive Pro models can reach up to 291 miles, while the all-wheel drive models can do 263 miles. The 2024 ID.4 features a new 12.9-inch infotainment system, revised climate control interface, repositioned shifters, and an upgraded steering wheel layout for models with the larger battery. Models with the larger battery also offer ventilated front row seats for Pro S and all-wheel drive Pro S, and a premium hardened carbon audio system with 9 speakers for Pro S and all-wheel drive Pro S Plus models. The 2024 ID.4 all-wheel drive Pro comes with a 20-inch aluminum alloy wheel, while the S Plus gets 21-inch alloy rims. The 2024 ID.4 is built in Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee plant, with customer and showroom deliveries to be announced later. So let's get on to recalls. So, starting things off, Toyota is recalling 381,000 Tacoma pickup trucks from the 2022 and 2023 model years due to a welding issue on the rear axle, which could cause retaining nuts to loosen and affect vehicle stability. The welding debris on the rear axle could lead to certain retaining nuts loosening over time and potentially falling off, impacting stability and braking performance. Toyota dealerships will inspect the affected trucks and retighten or replace any loosened nuts for free. They will also repair any damaged axle components as needed. Owners of impacted trucks will be notified by mail in April 2024. Details will also be available on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. Toyota also is recalling about 280,000 vehicles due to potential issues where they inadvertently creep forward at a low speed when in neutral, increasing the risk of a crash. The affected vehicles are the 2022 to 2024 Toyota Tundra, Sequoia, and Lexus LX600 models, but specific versions were not mentioned. Toyota and Lexus dealers will update the transmission software and affected issues at no cost to the customer. Owners are expected to be notified late April 2024. Customers can also proactively check their vehicle status by visiting toyota.com/recall. Moving on to Volkswagen. Volkswagen is recalling over 260,000 cars from the 2015 through 2020 model year, including Golf, Golf GTI, Golf, Sportwagon, Jetta GLI, Audi A3 sedan, and Cabriolet models due to a fuel tank suction jet pump problem. The faulty suction pump could lead to a fuel leakage, posing a risk of fire. Customers may notice problems while refueling and a fuel odor inside the vehicle. Volkswagen will replace the defective suction pump. There have been no reports of fire due to this issue. Recall letters will be sent to owners on April 12th. Owners can check the NHTSA recall site to see if their vehicle is affected. And lastly, BMW is recalling nearly 80,000 vehicles from the 2023 and 2024 model years due to a potential defect in the ABS and stability control systems that could cause braking assistance to fail, potentially leading to loss of vehicle control. The recalls affect various models, including the 2023 and 2024 5 and 7 series, i5, i7, X1, X5, X6, X7, and XM, as well as the Rolls-Royce Spectre, are all included in these recalls. The issue could affect an extending braking distance or loss of vehicle control, increasing the risk of crash. However, mechanical braking and the emergency brakes are not affected. BMW will notify owners and dealerships will repair the braking system free of charge. Owners can check the NHTSA recall site for more information. And I do want to say thank you for tuning in on another episode of the Bumper to Bumper Bulletin. And for more information about this podcast, visit www.dealauto.com for the latest news and updates. And if you are on YouTube at all and would like to follow our YouTube channel, you can follow us at www.youtube.com/@DealAutomotive. Thank you for tuning in. See you on the next one. Bye-bye now.